AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Washington federal judge expresses his disgust as he delays sentencing for President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Prosecutors recommended no prison time for Flynn, citing his cooperation in special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia probe. But his lawyers asked for a delay after Judge Emmett Sullivan said he was disgusted by Flynn's crimes, accusing the visibly shaken retired three-star general of selling out his country.
To me, it was a clear indication that he wasn't necessarily going to go with a no-jail-time sentence.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the delay allows Flynn to keep cooperating and get credit for it when he's eventually punished, though Mueller's office says Flynn's already given the vast majority of information he could. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The White House says it now wants a deal to prevent a partial government shutdown this coming Friday. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi both insist they are opposed to any funding for President Trump's border wall.
They need congressional approval. They're not getting it for the wall. Plain and simple. Now, where are we? The ball remains in the president's and Republicans' court to accept one of our common sense proposals.
One option would be to simply approve government funding as it stands now without a boost for the border as a stopgap measure to kick the issue into the new Congress next year. Dispute could also affect 9 of 15 cabinet-level departments, dozens of agencies, including the Departments of Homeland Security, Transportation, Interior, Agriculture, State and Justice, as well as National Parks and Forests. A 12-year-old boy is charged with killing his sister and seriously wounding his mother in a stabbing yesterday at a Connecticut home. The boy is hospitalized with minor injuries. His mother is in stable condition. This is AP Radio News. Penny Marshall made Hollywood history.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Penny Marshall starred in the hit comedy Laverne and Shirley before going on to become one of the top-grossing female directors in Hollywood. In a 1994 interview, Marshall said she was never one of those actors who always talked about wanting to become a movie director.
And maybe that's why I got asked, is that I wasn't banging on anyone's door saying, let me direct.
She became the first woman to direct a film that grossed more than $100 million with Big, a 1988 comedy starring Tom Hanks. She also directed A League of Their Own, Jumping Jack Flash, and Awakenings. Marshall's publicist said she passed away at the age of 75 in her Hollywood Hills home due to complications from diabetes. I'm Jennifer King.
Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation approves Uber's request to resume testing autonomous vehicles on public roads in the Pittsburgh area. The approval is for 1 year, and it comes about 9 months after one of Uber's test vehicles hit and killed an Arizona pedestrian. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.